This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. This next story is about a new European import to North America. It's both a good and a service, in a way, something called a give box. These phone booth-sized cabinets have appeared on street corners in Berlin, Vienna, and other cities. You leave stuff that you don't want in the give box. Others take it. Now, for the first time, there's one on this side of the Atlantic, in Canada. From Montreal, here's reporter Judith Ritter.
These regulars here at the Give Box tell me they just can't believe their luck.
I found many things, from television to a pair of socks, perfumes, books, vinyls.
Yesterday I was perusing the other Give Box and someone left a giant pen. I find myself a nice hat. It's just a beautiful old hat made in Canada. It's a black velvet hat with a nice plume.
Feather.
I love it.
About a month ago, this tall wood cabinet turned up next to a grocery store in the Mile End neighborhood of Montreal. Mile End's like Brooklyn, but in French and on permafrost. A sign on the cabinet said Give Box, and it invited people to exchange things. But Frederick Nissen, the one who brought the Give Box idea from Europe to Montreal, says there's more to it.
Bring something special. In fact, if you can bring something a bit artistic as well, that you did by yourself, then the exchange brings it to another level.
It's that other level that intrigues Ismail Olvik. He's the fellow who found the feathered hat.
It's really about the beauty of leaving something to the world. It's really about passing on these physical things to people who need them or wants to create with them or use them.
And there are stories left in there, too, in a guest book. Someone says his mom wants him to read more, so please leave him a Norwegian novel. Someone else writes she has no object to leave, so she'll leave a cooking tip. And someone else says the gift box smells like feet. The box itself has become a neighborhood personality. Parisian Jimmy Gravelet works nearby.
When the box came, first it was just a wooden box, a piece of wood. But the more you open the doors, the more you open the box, the more you want to open the box. It's like an addiction, you know? Yeah, it's like falling in love.
Ah, so French. I'm Judith Ritter for Marketplace.